From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Recent figures from the U.S. Labor Department show a drastic increase in the unemployment rate of African Americans. The number of blacks without a job in November soared to 10.6%. That's more than double that of whites, who hold steady at 4.3%. More from economist Julianne Malveau in a moment. But first, joblessness continues to hit black women especially hard. Figures show unemployment rose to 9.1% for African American women in November. One reason for the high numbers, the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Katrina Endang is an African American teacher who has worked in the New Orleans public school system for 16 years. Since the storm in August, she has been unemployed and is having a tough time finding work. Ms. Endang joins us from Wiley, Texas, where she now lives with her daughter. We're also joined by Steve Bradbury, community organizer with the New Orleans chapter of ACORN, the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now. ACORN has been working to help displaced residents get their lives back on track. I thank you both for joining us. Ms. Endang, let me start with you. Talk to me about what you and other colleagues and displaced families, those of whom you talk with, I'm sure, have had to deal with since the storm hit in terms of trying to find employment.
It's been difficult. We haven't been able to find study employment. Now, some teachers have, teachers who are in high demand, like science teachers and math teachers, and this would have been the case even in Orleans Parish Schools. So a few teachers have found employment. Others have not. They have been offered jobs that would be below what they are used to doing. If you are a teacher, you want to get a job where you are a teacher. So they've said, well, come in and speak to us, and we'll put your name on a list, but that's as far as it goes.
Ms. Endang, what do you say? What do you think when you hear from the Bush administration and others in Washington, D.C., about a growing and robust economy and that unemployment figures for America, translate white America, is down fairly low? What do you think when you hear that?
I really want to know who they're talking about. They can't be talking about those of us in Louisiana. And it's not just in Louisiana, because I have family and friends all over the United States, and they have difficulties finding jobs. So where did they get their figures from? Who are they talking to, you know?
Steve Bradbury, talk to me about what ACORN has faced since Hurricane Katrina. Obviously, it's an organization that tries to help the downtrodden for a number of years. They've been in place in many cities, but this certainly has been a challenge since the storm, I would think.
The thing has been a struggle to make sure that those who are in decision-making positions take into account that the majority of people who are affected by their decisions are not around and that they are not considering their situation, such that when you speak of the teachers, the decision that they would only open one public school was done when people were not around to object to that, when people didn't have any input into it, to say that let's open up more schools so that people can come back. And that would have opened up an opportunity for more teachers to be able to come back and work in their old position. And this has happened in many situations. Not only are teachers unemployed, but decisions are being made that are keeping doctors out of work and social workers out of work. So we're very concerned about the fact that those people who have been put in place on the various commissions and committees to rebuild New Orleans have left out low and moderate income families.
Mr. Bradbury, do you see this? And we know unemployment numbers spike and valley often throughout the course of a year. When you've dealt with those who have been unemployed now for months, is this a trend that you've not seen before in terms of the longevity of it?
New Orleans, for a very long time, has had a depressed economy. And so dealing with out-of-work workers is not a new situation. What is new, as you said, is the longevity of it. Because of it, we have a tourist economy, we did go through situations where people would have unemployment based upon the seasonality of the tourist industry. But for people to just be out of work for months on end without being given any real opportunity to see that situation change is extremely disturbing to us.
And finally, let me go back to you, Ms. Ndang, to get a sense from you whether or not you're optimistic about employment opportunities for you in general, and what your thought has been as you move to trying to put your life back together.
I want to remain optimistic. And talking to colleagues, you have to try to remain optimistic because it's a very depressing situation. But in order to stay sane, I think most people have to feel optimistic about the economy coming back together and being able to go back to New Orleans and being a part of the rebuilding of New Orleans.
All right. Katrina Ndang, a teacher for 16 years in the New Orleans public school system, and Steve Bradbury, community organizer for the New Orleans chapter of ACORN. I thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.